ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this.
Hey you guys, welcome back to this episode of Mandula. We're gonna recap and show you our highlight of our vacation that we went on.
To Greece.
And
wonderful Greece and Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Same. Bikes everywhere, loved it.
It's the bike capital of the world, over 800,000 bikes.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite, they're both so different. And
out of the Greece island, the Greek islands, Mykonos is my favorite.
Mykonos, we had so much fun. Santorini was just gorgeous and beautiful. It was the most beautiful of all the places that we went, for sure.
Are you tired? Are you gonna try to stay awake on this first flight?
I will stay awake.
Oh, we'll see about that. Your eyes are closed as we speak.
We're at the Parthenon, well, at least the backside of it, and we're about to see the old Temple of Athena.
So much history was here.
I can't even like imagine it. Like all the stories that we see, all the videos that we watch, the movies. I hate that it's all spray painted, but.
Quick little toast to meeting new friends.
Yes.
Trips around the world. Yep. And making memories.
Yes. Cheers, guys. Cheers. Oh, you're going in? That is drinking. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you shoot it? You don't sip it?
You do whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Yes. Then you gotta
make. You'll never go back if you sip.
You know, so the interesting part about traveling between the islands is you get to be on a ferry, which the ferries were dope. They're amazing. The hard part was the cattle call getting on and off the ferry, because they rushed you on that ferry. You needed to get on like in 5 minutes, like 1,000 people in
crazy.
5 minutes, dragging their luggage, trying to get on all at the same time.
Waiting in the hot sun and your ferry approaches, so it's not like you can just arrive at an airport and you wait by your gate. No, it was just like out in the hot, and then here comes the boat, everybody run. Crazy, crazy. Rangers. Like, we like to have a good time. So we had never been to a beach party before. I haven't. Have you ever been to a beach
party? Yes, I have.
Oh, excuse me.
But that was back when I was young, just living that wildlife.
What beach party did you go to? I'm not talking about going to the beach and having a party
in
with your
Orlando.
Friends. Like an actual
Wait,
beach party.
Wait, you just said I'm not talking about going to the beach and having a party with your friends. A beach party is a beach party. It doesn't
No. Okay, so you don't know what I'm saying. We aren't big, huge partiers. So if we went on vacation by ourselves, we probably wouldn't have gone. But I'm glad we were with friends and they had this idea to go, because we got to experience it and we ended up having a good time. And we both had our first beach party.
Open the door! Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Are you kidding me?
So I got my headband. I got a pair of socks. Black sock here. Black sock here. And this is how it's.
Sure, eye mask.
People were commenting on my Instagram stories throughout our vacation, like, where's Manny? How come he's not on the boat? How come Manny's not on the bike trip and the little bike tour that we did? You want to tell them why you weren't there, babe?
It's very simple, wife. Because you know that I don't like going anywhere where there's no bathrooms. I just don't, you know? And when we rented our little yacht for my birthday party, I got sick on that boat. And it was the first time ever of getting sick, and I didn't want to get sick again because they were going on another.
We went on a catamaran, and it was the most amazing part for me of our whole time in Greece.
Go! Yes! Ooh, look at the way that sunlight hit in your face now!
Yes, it did.
Moi, back to Vinny.
Yes. Yes.
Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dang.
Oh.
Putting on makeup.
What? Oh, you're mine. You're mine. Oh. Karate chop? Oh, you opened a coconut. You opened...
Whether or not you go to an amazing place like Greece or an amazing place like Arizona, the importance of why we travel is to make sure to not get caught up in our daily grind or the routines of just nose to the ground, gotta work for what? You know what I'm saying? I like to encourage my wife to always enjoy this world. Like, we're gonna be old one day and traveling isn't gonna be as easy. So, no matter where you find yourself, we just want to encourage you guys, man. Take time out.
Go
somewhere. Even if it's a staycation. Even if it's a different part of town that you ain't been in. To a different state you haven't been in. Or a different country. Like, ease back, slow down in life, and just take what God has already given us in this beautiful world and take it in and enjoy it and create memories that'll last you forever. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to take a break from work because I feel like I'm going to miss out on something, but I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I took a vacation, and it's important to do that. Enjoy your life.
We love you guys. Until next time we go traveling the world, peace, sayonara, sorigato, univision.
Univision? Oh my gosh!
Yo, and for all y'all that always be commenting, why isn't Manny wearing his ring? Bling bling. I got the big one on for you. Peace.